This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I have on the telephone Henry Wright. I've interviewed him previously, also on our television show, It's Supernatural. And we're talking to him about the causes of disease and, better yet, how to get free from disease. And Henry has found in a search based on a question he posed to God when he was a brand new pastor back in 1986, he asked God, why God? Were people not healed? Now, some people were healed, but the majority were not healed. And God began to show him that there was a problem, and it wasn't a God problem. It was a people problem. It was a righteousness problem. And God doesn't really have to heal us. If we don't deal with our sin, it would be almost unfair for him to do that and for us to walk around with our sin. So on yesterday's broadcast, Henry, we found out that you have found the root door or entry point for hundreds of diseases. And when people apply these principles, they get healed. And we were talking about a specific disease, high blood pressure, which our society is plagued with. And there are two ways to get rid of high blood pressure. One way is for God to heal you. Another way is for a doctor to give you medicine. So is the doctor getting in the way of God when he gives someone medicine and they don't have to pray to deal with their unrighteousness issues or have a miracle? What's your spin on that?
Well, first of all, the medical community knows that the high blood pressure is the result of an imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system producing a stiffening of the cardiovascular cell membrane. So they're giving a drug which is a beta blocker to circumvent that pathway and cause a releasing of the tensioning of the cardiovascular system cell membrane wall so that it goes back to proper diameter, the blood begins to flow properly, and the blood pressure returns to normal. Now, that's the mechanism of the pharmacology of the issue. But if that high blood pressure is a result of a participation with unrighteousness, which Taking Thought for Tomorrow is, in our last program we said that what we've seen is that people who get high blood pressure, and there are exceptions, but this is probably accounts for 90% of the cases, the scripture that we use was take no thought for tomorrow. The evil of today is sufficient unto itself. And people that get high blood pressure are projecting the potential failure of something in their life into the future, which is a violation of scripture. Now, when the drug doesn't sanctify you, the fact that the drug hides the real problem,
it masks it.
It masks it. So you got,
even medically, it's probably doing you some harm because it masks it, and you still have the problem somewhere in your body.
That's why Paul called pharmaceutical drugs, or the word sorcery or witchcraft, in Galatians 5, a work of the flesh. And it's right in there with strife and murder and adultery and fornication. Why did Paul call pharmakia or pharmaceutical drugs or pharmacists a work of the flesh? Because he knew that disease was a byproduct of our spirituality.
So answer this question. I mean, we're piggybacking right now, but when I watch Christian television, I see more talk about vitamins than I do about God healing.
Unfortunately, and I'm not against body temple maintenance.
No, I take vitamins myself, but go ahead.
Problem with nutrition. But the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if you're going to have joy in the Holy Ghost, you can't have that unless you have your peace, and you can't have your peace unless you have righteousness. You know, in the doctrines of Christ, in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, faith in God is not number one. It's number two. Number one is repentance and dead works.
Hmm.
And we've been called as believers to be converted after we have opened our heart to God. Because you're born again, using that term, does not mean you have been converted in all areas of unrighteousness.
Well, not only that, you mentioned on an early broadcast that there's such things as generational sins that you may not even know about that you have the repercussion of.
Well, there's this Christianity is split over the issue of generational sins, but I tell you this, science knows that there's over 600 different diseases that are genetically inherited. Psychologists and psychiatrists also know that families inherit personality characteristics such as rage and anger and bitterness that's flowing into generations. Criminologists have seen it in the area of crime. So there are ways of thinking that are just not peculiar to the individual, but are peculiar to generations of like-minded individuals. And out of that, much disease comes. Getting back to high blood pressure, for example, high blood pressure is the byproduct of a fear and anxiety and stress disorder. Well, God wants you. God's not giving you the spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7, but power, love, and a sound mind. So ultimately, high blood pressure is a disease because we're not a doer of the word. And that's what Deuteronomy chapter 28 says in the Torah, that if you're not a doer of the word in verse 15 and 16, then all these curses or diseases should come upon you. And in there is astonishment of heart, which is an anxiety classification. So high blood pressure is the byproduct and opens the door for the enemy to cause a disease on our bodies because we're participating with unrighteousness. And that is the door point.
So give me an example of someone that, a real person, that you find the door point. Tell me what it was and what happened.
Well, first of all, we know the pathway now in many diseases. A person can give me a disease that I know about, and I can tell them their spirituality.
How many diseases?
Well, I know over 160 intimately,
mm.
And we're researching now over 600. And there are various stages of understanding. Of course, we understand disease finally from case history when God heals somebody.
Of course.
And so, but over 160 we now have under our belt, we know intimately. And so, from that standpoint, I know a person's spirituality. If a person gives me, say, well, I have diabetes 1, or I have fibromyalgia, or I have allergies, or I have, high blood pressure, I know that person instantly, spirit, soul, and body. I know their thought process, I know their spirituality, because that disease is a byproduct of it. Now, to answer your question, the first thing we do in ministry is help people recognize the door point. Since the curse causeless does not come, Proverbs 26, verse 2, or disease causeless does not come, then there has to be a cause for it. So we want that person to recognize what type of sin they're participating with that has given the power of the enemy to produce this disease. Then we want them to take responsibility. I know what King David did in Psalm 51 when he was confronted with sin. He first took responsibility. He said, against you and against you alone, O Lord, have I done this sin. So we want the person to take responsibility. Then we want them to recognize, take responsibility, and then repent to God for participating with it. God really wants us really to recognize what is evil and what is good.
Now, are there people that love God that the sins are, they're not even aware of them? They're not even thinking about them?
Unfortunately, as I said, we've got a big problem in mankind, is that what used to be called sin in the Bible or unrighteousness as a spiritual problem is now considered to be a psychological defect.
Well, by the way, what's your spin on psychology? How about something like Jungian psychology?
Well, in Jungian psychotherapy, Carl Jung's position was this, is that in the collective unconscious reside the archetypes and dark shadows of our ancestral darkness. Well, we can get into a long discussion what I think about that, but I will tell you this, that has clouded the real issue. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. Our battle is not with a person's psychology. Our battle is not with myself or with you or somebody else. Our battle, according to Ephesians chapter 6, is with principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are the archetypes and dark shadows of Jungian psychotherapy.
But from what I understand, he got a lot of his information as a channeler. Is that true?
Well, yes, in the writings of Carl Jung, I'll give you a direct quote. He said, "All that I have learned about the psyche, I learned from my spirit guide, Philemon."
Anyway, tell me about one real person with high blood pressure that got healed.
Oh, there's been so many of them.
Well, tell me one.
Well, I had a man that was a member of our staff that had blood pressure that was into anxiety and worry. See, let me talk about the healing. You cannot minister healing to a person with high blood pressure and expect God to heal them while they keep hanging on to fear of tomorrow. And so the healing of high blood pressure is not really, it's a healing, but there's nothing organically wrong with the person's body. There's nothing wrong with the cardiovascular system in high blood pressure. All high blood pressure is the cause of tensioning a cell membrane, producing a narrowing, restricting blood flow, which is coming from an imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system from the mind-body connection. So to get somebody healed, as a staff member was healed at our church just last year, who was worrying about what to do right and what's going to be wrong and what's going to be right, is that when a person takes their peace and gives tomorrow to God,
in other words, as you put it, take responsibility for sin and then repent?
Yes, and say, "God, I'm sorry for taking thought for tomorrow. I'll give tomorrow to you. I'll do what I can today. Tomorrow will take care of itself."
Much better way to live.
Well, that's God's way. That's righteousness. And that righteousness produces peace, and then that peace coming from that type of application of becoming one with how God thinks releases the joy in the Holy Ghost, which brings us our peace and our joy and our happiness. And that is the gospel.
So when this person came to their senses and repented, what happened?
When they recognized, took responsibility, and repented, and seriously said, "God, I want no more to do with this. I'm taking my peace back in you." The hypothalamus recognized that they were at peace, and the imbalance of the sympathetic nervous system was broken. And guess what happens then? Cell membrane semi-rigidity is finished. The blood vessels open back to proper diameter, blood flows normally, and high blood pressure is a thing of the past as long as they practice righteousness. Jesus said it, "Go your way and sin no more."
Carl Menninger said it in a book, the famous doctor. He said, as the manager of clinic, mm-hmm. the title of his book was, "Whatever Happened to Sin?" I think that's your message right there.
Well,
Henry, we're slipping out of time. Cancer, are you having much success with that?
Incredible success with cancer.
You know the causes?
Well, we know the causes, but we also know why people aren't getting healed.
I'll tell you what. We're out of time today. Mishpocha, you've got so many questions. You've got more questions than we have time for. Get his book, A More Excellent Way. We're making it available for a donation of $25 or more. And this is a book in which he lists the causes of diseases. You look up your specific disease, and then you repent of these doorways, and you're on your way to healing. A More Excellent Way for a donation of $25 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.